Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll continue to feature all songs that made it to number one on the Billboard charts. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, the Jackson 5, and Marvin Gaye. Well, the first song we'll hear is the very first song that made it to number one by Stevie Wonder, way back in 1963 when he was 12 years old. You'll hear the long version of Fingertips, Part 1 and Part 2. Well, this song was the first live single to go to number one, and it marked the first time that a single and the album it came from were both number one on Billboard charts at the same time. Well, during the three-week run of Fingertips at the top of the singles chart, Little Stevie Wonder, the 12-year-old genius, as the album was called, moved to number one on the album chart. Well, Fingertips had been released the previous year on a studio album called The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie. Well, Marvin Gaye played drums and piano on the album. Well, here it is, Fingertips Part 1 and Part 2, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yeah! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, now I'm going to do a song taken from my album, The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie. The name of the song is called Fingertips. Now I want you to clap your hand. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Stomp your feet. Jump up and down. Do anything that you want to do. Yeah. Yeah.
Clap your hands. All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
The end.
comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song. On Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Part-Time Lover, and that reached number one from 1985. Before that, a song from 1973 reaching number one, You Are the Sunshine of My Life by Stevie, and we started with the very first number one that Stevie ever had, Fingertips, Part 1 and Part 2 from 1963. You found Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and this hour, we continue to feature all songs that made it to number one on the Billboard chart. Well, coming up, the very first number one from the Jackson 5. Well, 4 weeks after Diana Ross and the Supremes had their 12th and final number one single, Someday We'll Be Together, which we heard the last half hour, the Jackson 5 ushered in a new decade with their first number one song, a song you'll hear in a moment called I Want You Back. Well, the Five Brothers were the symbol of a new era in Motown. Well, I Want You Back was not written specifically for the Jackson Five. The writers thought it would be a perfect song for Gladys Knight and the Pips to record. Well, also in consideration for the song was Diana Ross, since she had just left the Supremes and was starting her solo career. Well, when the writers approached Berry Gordy Jr., the founder of Motown Records, he listened to the track and came up with a different idea. He told them he had just signed these five kids from Gary, Indiana, and suggested rewriting the words to I Want You Back for them. Well, they did that, and the Jackson Five had a great run. Here is I Want You Back, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Bell.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com
to
Jackson 5 with ABC. That was their second number one from 1970. And we started with I Want You Back, their first number one from 1969. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this entire hour, we continue to feature all number one songs as registered on the United States Billboard charts. Well, coming up, the last Motown artist we'll feature this hour for number one songs, Marvin Gaye. Well, Marvin's reputation in the 1960s was having a lot of great single songs reaching the top 40 status. Well, in the 1970s, he made his mark as an album artist, and he started with his first album, the eloquent 1971 release on special social issues called What's Going On. Well, that album produced three hit singles, the title track, which held on to the number two position for 3 weeks, a song called Mercy, Mercy Me that reached number four, and inner single Blues, which reached number nine. Well, there wasn't much room for doubt or interpretation as to what Marvin was talking about with this song coming up called Let's Get It On. He had moved from singing about war, the ghetto, and the environment to an erotic, sensual celebration of sex. Well, his fans responded by giving him his second number one. His first was I Heard Through the Grapevine. And here is Let's Get It On, right here on Motown Memories.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Barber's number one, Let's Get It On, from 1973. You've been listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this entire hour, we've been featuring all number one songs on the United States Billboard charts. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments for me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.